Welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. My name is Kayla, and this is Bree. So, if you traveled to a faraway place, what would you bring? You'd need a suitcase for that trip, right?
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got one.
I got one.
Oh.
We're good. We're ready, right?
Okay, see?
So, today we are learning about a very different kind of trip. Okay, a trip that Jesus took, and actually, he's going to take it again, believe it or not. So just as Jesus went up to heaven, he promised that actually one day he's going to return. And when he does, we'll get to see him face to face and be with him forever. And this is a message. We got to share this.
Yeah.
So going along with our suitcase, we have some paper airplanes. Okay. Yep. See, there's these like dark green ones and white. And what we're going to do, since we're talking about this today, we're going to see who can get more paper airplanes in the suitcase. So let me give you yours. You can be dark green. Okay.
Okay.
Here you go. Dark green.
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh, you got more. Don't worry. Here,
oh,
hold on.
More.
Oh. Lots more. Sorry. There's,
Yep. Whoa.
Yep. Okay, you dropped one.
I see that.
Oh, there's one more.
I got it.
There you go. Okay. Oh, and I'll get mine. And we're just going to play a little game here, see who can get more in the suitcase, which is me. So scooch over.
Scooch over.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, right.
Ready?
Should we throw them all at the
same
ready?
Time? All right.
Going at the same time? Are we
going
at the same time?
No, we just did the same time. Yeah. Okay. All right, ready? Okay, here. Ready? Go. Ah! No! Oh, mine are stuck together. Go ahead. No, just keep going. It's fine. Oh, see, I got that one.
Oh, man.
Oh, that one took a turn. Took a turn for the worse. Okay. Oh, it's stuck in the wall. Too bad.
I think you should get points.
I think I should, too. I got it in a present, though.
Kayla.
I'm not good at this. You're
here,
way better.
Here.
No, hold on. I also never
I dropped a lot of
this. I never threw this one, so. There we go.
Hold on,
that's
hold
it.
Hold
that's the move. No,
okay,
that's
maybe not that
move.
One. Okay.
Ooh, too much. You got it. Okay, here. Should we go for like a...
Yeah.
Two, three.
Well, that's okay, not
okay.
It.
What if I you just... You only have one left? Hold on.
Okay. What if I just...
One, two, three.
Oh, does that count for anything?
I think it should, yeah.
So, I got two, and Bree got...
What? Bree got five.
But I... got one of the wall, so...
Huh. Oh, I didn't do
that. Yeah, you gotta be cool to do that.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess so.
And I've been training for this. So, all right, let's keep going.
All right. Over the past few weeks, we have been learning about Jesus coming to earth as a baby. His birth is why we celebrate Christmas.
It's true. The Bible tells us that Jesus also died on the cross for us and then rose from the grave. We celebrate that at Easter time, but that's not the end of the story. The Bible also tells us that Jesus is coming back again, like we talked about.
Yeah, and funny story, that's actually today's wonder truth, that Jesus will return. And when he does, it won't look the same as the first time.
Before we get into the of our story today, let's pray. God, thank you for showing us your love by sending Jesus to the earth to be our Savior. Thank you that we will greet Jesus with joy when the wait is over. And thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to wait with us. Jesus is going to return and we will be with him forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, today you are going to play a part in helping us tell part of God's big story. Can you do that? I think you can. So as I read the story, I will ask you some questions. I'll give you two answers to choose from and a motion or sound that corresponds with each one. For example, I may ask you to bark like a dog or hop on one foot three times. And that's how you give me your answer.
I like it. It's fun. It's simple. And you know what? I think they're going to get the hang of it real quick. So let's just go ahead and get started. So Advent. Anybody heard this word before? Right? It's a word you may hear around Christmas time. But do you know what it means? Okay, so here's your first question. If you think Advent means the arrival of an important person, I want you to say, yeehaw. But if you think it means to be really skilled at something, I want you to touch your right hand to the top of your head. Are you ready? Go.
If you said yeehaw, you are correct. Advent means the arrival of an important person.
That's right.
And each year, we await the arrival of the most important person of all. If you think that person is Santa Claus, I want you to say, ho, ho, ho. But if you think that person is Jesus, I want you to say, baby Jesus is born. Ready? Go.
Okay, if you said baby Jesus is born, you're correct. Every Christmas, we celebrate Jesus. For centuries before Jesus' birth, God's people, the Israelites, waited for the advent of the Messiah whom God had promised to send, the King who would be God himself to send to rescue them. Then on that first Christmas, the wait was over. The King had arrived.
Now, here's another question. If you think that the King arrived in the form of a baby, I want you to make the sound of a crying baby. But if you think the King arrived dressed in a royal clothes, wearing a crown, I want you to put the palm of your hand on each side of your head to make a crown like this. All right, ready? Go.
If you made the sound of a crying baby, you are correct. The King was born as a baby in a manger, and he would grow up to save people everywhere from their sins. The advent of Jesus.
But that isn't the end of the story. Jesus was soon going to be leaving his friends to go where?
Well, if you think the correct answer is that he was going, you know, up to the mountain to live, I want you to stand up and hop on one foot three times. But if you think that the answer is that he was going to heaven, I want you to stand up and march in place three times. Go.
If you stood up and marched in place, you are correct. Before Jesus left his friends and returned to heaven, He promised he would return.
This will be the second advent of Jesus. So now, like the Israelites waited for the Messiah, we wait for the arrival of the most important person of all, Jesus.
Only, we don't wait alone. God gives every person who chooses to follow Jesus something very special to help them. If you think that this something special is the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, I want you to make a heart using your hands, like this. But if you think this something special is the Bible, I want you to make a book with your hands, like this. All right, ready? Go.
If you made the shape of a heart, then you are correct.
God gives his own Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to every person who chooses to follow Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, God is with us right now. And one day, when the wait is over and the King returns, we will be with Jesus physically, just as the shepherds were the very first night he arrived.
And let's be honest, waiting can be hard. There's a lot of pain and sadness in the world. We get discouraged, and some days it may feel like this second advent, the second time that Jesus is coming to earth, is never going to get here. But how can we wait with hope for the day that Jesus returns? How do we get to that place where we get to see him face to face? We can listen to the words of Jesus. On the night he was arrested, Jesus' closest friends, they were sad, they were upset, and he told them, don't be troubled. Jesus told them that they could trust in whom? Well, if you think the correct answer is God, I want you to say, hooray! If you think the answer is Jesus, I want you to shout, oh yeah! Ready?
All right, this one was a little tricky, because if you said hooray, or if you said, oh yeah, you're correct both ways. Jesus told them, you trust in God, trust also in me. I am going to prepare a place for you where my Father lives. I will come back and I will take you to be with me. Then you will be where I am. Did you catch that? Jesus said he would do what? If you think the answer is that Jesus would stay up in heaven, I want you to stand up, turn around in a circle once, and then sit down. But if you think that the answer is that he would return, I want you to stand up, touch your toes, and sit down. Ready? Go.
If you stood up and touched your toes, then you are correct. Jesus said he would return, and when he does, he will take all his friends to be with him. When we follow Jesus, we're his friends. And one day we will be with Jesus physically too, just like the disciples were. That means we will be able to do what? Well, if you think the answer is see Jesus, I want you to clap your hands. If you think the answer is touch Jesus, I want you to give someone a high five. Ready?
If you clapped your hands and if you gave someone a high five, you're correct.
That's right.
When we are with Jesus physically, it means that we will be able to see and touch Jesus. But what happens to people who die before Jesus returns? A man named Paul, along with his friends Silas and Timothy, wrote to early Christians just about this.
He said, "Brothers and sisters, we want you to know what happens to those who die. We don't want you to mourn as other people do. They experience a deep and lasting sadness because they don't have any hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we believe Jesus will return. The Lord himself will come down from heaven. And when he does, we will hear what? If you think we will hear thunder, I want you to stand up and hop up and down three times. If you think we will hear a blast from God's trumpet, I want you to pretend to blow a trumpet.
If you pretended to blow a trumpet, you are correct. When the Lord himself comes down from heaven, we will hear a blast from God's trumpet. And those who believe in Christ who have already died will rise first to meet Jesus. Then those who are alive will meet up with Jesus in the air, and we will be with him forever. For followers of Jesus, death is not the end of the story. When Jesus returns in the second advent, whether we are alive or dead, we will greet Jesus with joy because the wait is over. For now, we have hope. Jesus is coming again. And when Jesus returns, we will see him face to face. We will get to walk with him, talk with him, and even hug him. Jesus is going to return, and we will be with him for how long? If you think the answer is eternally, I want you to shout, "Yeah, God!" If you think the answer is forever, I want you to shout, "Yeah, God!" Ready? Go.
I really hope they all shouted, "Yeah, God," because it's both right, right? Did you catch that? Eternally means forever.
We played a trick on him.
We got him.
We got you. Yeah. We know that Jesus is going to return, and we will be with him forever.
Eternally.
Eternally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our wonder truth today is that Jesus will return. Where did you see that in action today in our story?
You know, we just read that Jesus is preparing a place for us in heaven. What do you think the home that he is preparing for us will look like? What do you think it will be like? What do you hope it will be like?
You know, what do you think it will, what sounds do you think there will be when Jesus returns? What sights do you think we're going to see?
What do you think you will do or say first when you see Jesus face to face? Sometimes when we know something beautiful and amazing is coming, it's hard to wait patiently for it. Have you ever planted a seed and then sat and watched it, waiting for it to grow into a beautiful flower? See, I have this little seed here. I mean, think about it. What do you think it's going to grow into?
Yeah. So while this next song plays, think about how exciting it will be when Jesus returns. And then thank him that he's coming back, that he is going to return.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. He has come.
He has come.
Remember how we are waiting excitedly for Jesus and that he will return for us. We can be ready and know that we will get to live forever with him if we have invited Jesus into our lives and decide to follow him every day.
Now, hold out your hands to receive your blessing. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to earth for you and promises Jesus will return. May you be filled with hope, for one day you will see Jesus face to face and live with him forever.